You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the group Out of Into. From their recently released album Motion, Volume 2, we heard Familiar Root, and the group brings together label mates from Blue Note, pianist Gerald Clayton, who wrote the tune, alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, vibraphonist Joel Ross, bassist Matt Brewer, and drummer Kendrick Scott. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, from veteran guitarist Bill Kuhn, a solo project off Cellar Live Records called Standard Elegance. We heard East of the Sun, an album looking at the compositions of Ron Reeder before that, from the album Dia Precisio. We heard the track Fun Day, a track that featured some solo work from guitarist Claudio Ragazzi, pianist Alan Mallette, and tenor player Mike Tucker, music out of the Boston jazz scene. And the set started with music recorded here in Montreal, singer Marie-Soleil Lambert, working with pianist Sam Fortin, guitarist Locke Martin, flautist Andelina Steinmetz, bassist Sean Burke, and drummer Locke de Sablon, from the album Anastasia. We heard the track Dark Red.
slipping beneath the state of mind. Searching in silence without sign. Free falling with no sense of flight. Where are you? Where are you? Lean me closer. Lean me again. I'm afraid to lose control. Lean me closer. Till I'm sheltered. Thank you.
bird note. Isaiah Scott was in middle school when his family took him to visit the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He remembers being blown away by a painting called The Wall of Birds.
It's this beautiful, huge mural with like the map of the world, but it had these colorful birds. And I was like, wow, I didn't know there was this many birds with different colors and different sizes and bill morphologies. And it just made me recognize the beautiful diversity of birds all around the world.
He marveled at the blue-footed booby in the Galapagos Islands, the osprey diving above the Florida Peninsula, and hundreds more life-sized birds painted by artist Jane Kim.
From that point, I was like, I want to know more about birds. Like, I want to go out and see what birds that I find and how many of these birds on this wall that I could potentially see one day.
Isaiah bought his first pair of binoculars from the gift shop and started birding. Years later, he returned to Cornell to study ornithology and science communication as an undergrad. And now, Isaiah shares his love of birds on social media, guided hikes, and through his own artwork, thanks to that first spark.
Ever since then, I just been pointing my eyes towards the skies with my binoculars.
You can learn more about Isaiah Scott and the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse,